Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, R2-D2 is a bitch.
It's time for real Mando talk.
I think I have to use the back tube.
With the Jedi Master of Boston Meteorologists, Jeremy Reiner. Take it like a Mando, you nerd.
I have spoken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every week we talk to really the ultimate Star Wars nerd. Mr. Jeremy Reiner, Chief Meteorologist at Channel 7. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Excellent episode. You've watched, right? Of course you have. Probably twice.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe. There's Easter eggs all over the place.
Oh, my God.
It's fantastic.
Well, they go back to Tatooine, right? Where it all started. First thing I noticed was the always excellent Amy Sedaris playing.
Well, I was going to ask you, what other role has she been in with Jon Favreau?
Amy Sedaris? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's a holiday movie.
Really?
And it's tied to Jon Favreau.
Was she an elf?
Yes, dude. Nice. She was Walter Hobbs' secretary.
Oh, that's right. She was. Excellent call, man. Wow. Yeah. You are not just Star Wars nerd, but Christmas movie nerd. Also,
well, I'm watching it. My wife was in the cave too, and she's like, "I think that's Amy Sedaris." And I'm like, "The same Amy Sedaris from Elf?" She goes, "Yeah, totally."
You know,
I'm like, sweet.
Jeremy, you're not supposed to let your wife into the cave.
I know. Well, the daughter's in there too, so I wear makeup for a living, so I've got no shot.
You're the best, man. All right, so we're back at Tatooine, and first thing I notice is they go into the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Right.
And there's a robot at the bar. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. In episode 4, when they walked in with R2-D2 and C-3PO, the bartender looks over and says, "Hey, they're not allowed in here. We don't serve their kind."
Yeah, correct. Correct. They don't want the droids in there. And what? I think that might have been, I don't know, was that something with like an Empire mandate or not?
I'm not sure. You know what
it was? The Empire went down, and so the code went down, too. I have no idea.
You know what it was?
We're just a more accepting galaxy now.
Yeah, you know what it was, Jeremy? It was droidist. That's what it was. And it's good to see that Tatooine has come up to the current day and accepted the droids for who they are and let them serve drinks. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was in the same cantina as the original movie. And did you notice where he put the ship down? I think that's Docking Bay 94.
Oh, my God, Jeremy, stop.
Yeah, I didn't hear any audio reference to that, but I mean, it looked like it. The Falcon blew out, you know, when they were on.
Yeah, the same one where
the TIE fighters.
They were fixing the Millennium Falcon in that one, Josh.
Yeah.
And that's where they escaped Tatooine.
Oh, okay. It makes sense.
You know, the Millennium Falcon, it made the Phil Kessel run in 50 parsecs or something like that.
Right.
Before he went to Toronto.
A hat trick.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And
Josh, have you watched one episode yet or no?
No, I haven't.
In this end. Not one?
Jeremy, Josh has never seen any Star Wars movie.
I tried watching the first episode, but I just felt so lost, and I was like, I think I need to do some homework. I feel like there's a lot more going on than I'm picking up.
So. You got to watch the movies, man.
It is. It's definitely a space opera.
Yeah, it is. It's a Western kind of opera type of play.
I've seen Spaceballs.
Nah, kind of close, maybe.
Okay.
You know, I was really surprised to see was Ming-Na Wan, who played Fennec Shand, the bounty that they were after, the mercenary.
Yeah.
She was great as May in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., one of my favorite
teams. I didn't see that yet.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a great TV series, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., if you like the Avengers. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on that Avengers kick. I just finished phase one, so now I'm on to phase two of the Avengers project, which I think it's Iron Man 3 kicks off phase 2. I can't remember, but yeah, I need some catching up to do in that universe. No doubt about that.
You got to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in between the movies a little bit. Just sprinkle it in there as
now
a little spice.
That's the TV series you said, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
How many episodes?
Geez, I don't know. It's a couple of seasons, I'm sure. Coulson runs the show on that one, Agent Coulson.
Okay.
So, we're digressing here. We're supposed to be talking about The Mandalorian. Now we're going into Marvel. We're crossing streams, Reiner. Crossing streams.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
May the Schwartz be with you. We've got it's messy. It's a messy universe because you've got bounty hunters coming at you from all directions.
Yeah, it starts off with a great dogfight in space, bounty hunter shootout with him, and then the kid that he takes on is kind of an apprentice, turns on him because of what he did to the other bounty hunters. Now at the end, spoiler alert! At the end, who do you think walks up to Fennec Shand's body at the end there?
I don't know. Is it Space Apollo Creed? I have no idea.
Could it be Boba Fett?
Well, didn't he go down in Jedi?
Did he?
I mean, I know in the expanded universe he escapes that pit, but I don't know if Disney said everything you see there is, or did Disney just say only the movies once they took it away from Lucas?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what's canon and not canon.
You know, he could be cloned. That's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
Yeah.
See, well, now it gets really interesting.
I've perplexed the Grand Moff Tarkin of Star Wars nerds. I'm very excited.
Yeah,
but it was good, man. It's been really good. So how many? We got two left or one?
So we got we're in five. We have three more, right? I think they bumped up the schedule on one of these. I don't know if it's the next week or I think next week's episode. They launch it on Wednesday, out ahead of episode 9, the movie. And I don't know if there's something in next week's episode.
That would make sense.
You need to, I don't know if there's a spoiler in there or not.
How many days till the movie now?
Well, I think it's, Friday the 20th, although you can see it Thursday the 19th. So it's a week from tomorrow, basically.
Yeah, you'll be seeing it on that Thursday, I'm sure, right? In costume?
I got to work. I got tickets to the Friday midday show and Saturday show.
You
got
to wear the costume while you're doing the weather just once on Channel 7.
Yeah, it'll be when the mortgage is paid off and the kids' college fund is all set. So.
All right, before we let you go, Jeremy Reiner, Josh and I have a bet. Have you or have you not already booked your room at the new Star Wars hotel at Disneyland?
We have not. I have not booked it yet.
Oh, my God. You're going to miss out, man. It's going to be like a 20-year waiting list.
Well, I want them to get all the kinks out of the system. And, I want the Jawa juice all, the recipe perfect and the blue milk and all that good
blue
stuff.
Blue milk, right.
Yeah. Right.
That place is going to need some Romulan ale. That's what it's
well,
be.
Yeah. No doubt.
All right. Jeremy Reiner, thank you very much. Talking Mandalorian. Jeremy Reiner, you can see him on Channel 7. He's the chief meteorologist doing the news. Oh, also, Josh wants to know if Jadion got the message
my God.
He sent.
No. He's starting.
I think she did. I thought she blocked Josh already.
I think that yeah, she did, but he sent the message beforehand.
Yeah,
I was just
a jerk. Man.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't really? All right, Jeremy.
Josh, we're just doling out insults. No big deal, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you again.
I'll show myself out. See you, boys.
All right, thanks. Jeremy Reiner there. King nerd of Boston. Seriously.
You got to quit it with the Jadion
He stuff. Noticed it was the same bay at the Mos Eisley Spaceport as the one the Millennium Falcon was in.
Yeah.
That's like serious nerd cred. All right?
I don't know what you're saying.
Right?
But
that's
yeah.
right. Yeah, just trust me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.